afternoon or evening. I'm not sure. It's 8 minutes past five and it is Tuesday, second day of my 7 days off, which might turn into more days depending on when I'm actually rotated on for work next week. Another productive day today. I've dried all my washing. That's all done now. Been out running a few errands and doing a bit of shopping and preparing some chicken ready for my healthy meals. Had a therapy session number four, I think, this morning. I'm definitely gathering my thoughts together into something more cohesive now. And at least, I suppose, narrowing down the opportunities or the opportunities that I might want to take should they arise. I was kind of entering into this year wanting more momentum, but I'm not sure that is the right word. The word I'm left with from the conversation this morning is dynamism, which is about movement and freedom and agility, things like that, but not purely momentum. Constant momentum is just exhausting, so dynamism is perhaps more about the ability to accelerate and then slow down again. So that's where I'm at right now. I have few plans. I have a few plans for the next week. Basically, spending a bit of time with friends. But nothing else really, so I'm going to enjoy my duvet. I had a fine sleep last night in the luxury of my new duvet, which was all very nice, and slept in a bit this morning. I don't feel I have much to say. I'm indoors again, and only because it's really fucking windy today. I mean, really fucking windy. Not like it has been other days. And whilst I wouldn't mind going out myself in that, it's too windy really for a podcast out there. It's too dark now anyway. There's nothing to see and talk about apart from the darkness. And I don't want to talk about darkness. I am feeling a sense of completion. And I don't mean I'm all fixed. I just mean that some kind of circular narratives in my life are kind of aligning a bit in order to create some sort of spearhead. Like I'm kind of, I suppose, ready to take opportunities when they arise and also ready to do things to create those opportunities. It's just a case of what those opportunities are. There are some things that I'm working on, and they will come to something at some point. There are some things happening in my life that will potentially come to something good. But things seem to have sort of settled into place. I've spoken about my exercise, about upping the weights I lift. I did say that's very much the realisation that I have been not underperforming, but I have been holding myself back because I've been very capable of lifting the weights that I've chosen to lift. I'm finding this quite a stuttery kind of podcast. It may not come across that way, but I'm searching for some clarity in my thoughts, and my thoughts are still whirling around a bit. And they will settle. And hopefully the path will kind of open up a little bit In fact, there are probably less paths now than before. I've spoken about my training courses and NLP and the coaching I've done. And what I'm looking for is an opportunity to put that into something that isn't purely coaching. I have a problem with the coaching industry and all it is, because there's a lot of charlatans out there. So to put my knowledge, experience, wisdom, whatever, into something that is not presented as coaching seems like the best approach to me. It's to be able to have an impact in a kind of stealthy way, really, which I think this podcast is. This podcast started off me just trying to kind of vent and make sense of something, make sense of my life, make sense of the future. That was the first step. The therapy is some more, I suppose, personal, intensive work. But I believe, I mean, I know in some cases that my podcast has had an impact on people, a positive impact on people. Might have had a negative impact. It's possible, I guess, but I haven't heard anyone really complaining about that, apart from, you know, the fact that some people just don't like it. And that's okay. So we'll see what the future holds. I guess it is that time of year of reflecting on the previous year. I've been much more active in the first 2 days of the year than I was in, well, this aside from working, but in terms of me personally doing things that impact on my life, I've been taking more action. Even this week, just clearing the decks of personal admin to be able to create the space for the next 5 days, at least, for me to enjoy those 5 days doing whatever I choose to do. And I don't know what those things are going to be, apart from the few things I said I'd mentioned that I've organised. All very positive things as well, though. Spending time with people that matter to me. So I am going to go now. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.